The vaccinated, the VPs versus the UVPs, and the two societies that are splitting. And that this entire operation, besides the things that everybody else have said, COVID was crushing the economy, getting Trump out of office. It was the greatest social experiment ever to take place in the history of the world. Because all of Western society, remember the Chinese, the Chinese, they're back to normal. In fact, I read something this morning that their tourism inside the country is essentially back to normal and to other places. The Chinese are back to normal. The Israelis, because they vaccinated everybody and your mom, are back to normal. Everybody outside of Western civilization is essentially back to living outside of a pandemic lockdown structure. Although a lot of places will go back into lockdowns if they get like 3 or 4 cases or whatever the case may be. Not here in Western civilization. In the hallmark of democracy? The example of freedom? No, not here. Nope, we are still living in fear. We are still living and operating as government stooges. No, we can't break out the China soundbite yet. I know I said China, but I can't give it to you people that early. What are you going to do? You're going to leave me. We'll get to another China story and I can break out China. Comes from China. But yeah, they're living normally. People in Africa never locked down, but then again, they take hydroxychloroquine for malaria, so they never really had a spike in the first place. Nope, here in these United States, in Canada, in London, England, France, Italy, still doing the lockdowns. Still doing the lockdowns. People are still wearing masks. And even though people are lining up to take the jab, we talked about it earlier this week that they've already said, we'll never get out of this because we haven't reached the necessary plateau of vaccinations. So here's the thing. They're going to hold it over your head no matter what. Even if we got to 90, Fraudy Fauci would have come out, smoked a cigarette. Actually, we need to be at 115% of the population to be vaccinated to get to herd immunity. So I'm sorry, we're not going to get there. Okay. They were never going to give it back to you. Because everything was laid in place for them to completely upend society. The pieces were in place. The chessboard was laid out. They had done the necessary programming through the educational industrial complex for the last 50 years. They infiltrated the church. Liberation theologies popped up in the 60s. Made its way into the U.S. by 1965. And has slowly been strangling the church ever since. The church will never die. It's just that, the strangling of it will cause, as we are seeing, frictions between people. And so now that this thing hit, and they have the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. They've ripped families apart. They've ripped apart friendships, communities between your vaxxed and your unvaxxed. Now the stage is set to reward the sheep and punish the outsiders. That's all it is. Jim Crowvidian. I think it's a great term, whoever came up with that. The Jim Crowvidian laws are now upon us. And folks, it will not be government. Government will not do it. If there's one thing from COVID, you have to realize the government may make suggestions. There are more like guidelines. They'll make some guidelines in regards to what you should or shouldn't be doing. But they'll never come out and say, unless you live in like California or New York or Michigan, blue states, they'll tell you flat out they're going to tie stuff to vaccine rates because that's what they want to do. Red states, it's going to be a little bit more devious. Governors like Governor Abbott will come out and say, here in Texas, we are pro-freedom. And here, we're going to be good Texas neighbors. And we will not allow the government to mandate vaccines. And then he'll roll stage right. And then they won't say a word as the NFL, NBA, Best Buy, Target, Home Depot, all of these companies come out and say, yeah, but we're going to need you to be jabbed to come in. And Governor Abbott will do what conservatives do. Just like we saw with the governor's Nome and the governor in Arkansas. With a weird name that I completely forgot. With conservative governors, when it comes to the trans issue, they all become legal scholars. They all become legal scholars. Oh, well, apparently the defined letter of the law says that we can't do this. Same thing. They've shown you what's going to happen with COVID, man. They're going to show you what's going to happen with COVID. Big box, big sport, big everything is going to tell you, hey, you got to get vaxxed. And when you turn to your local and state officials and go, hey, what do you mean? You said there's no vaccines, no vaccine requirements. Why are they making us do it? Abbott will come back out to the closest microphone and say, well, here in Texas, we respect the rights of the individuals, but we also respect the rights of private corporations. A private corporation is going to be the arbiter of Corona doom, which is why you need to go to the uponthesrocks.co website and start finding or start incorporating into your routine when you're looking for stuff the Upon These Rocks website, because that directory is going to be the way you get food. Possibly the way you get lumber or you rob a Brinks truck. Either way, I don't know. The way you get materials and things. The things. Because we have this headline from MSN.com. New York. That's right. New York. Shocking, I know. Stadium plan would separate the vaccinated and the unvaccinated at baseball games. So new rules allow vaccinated fans. This is by David Robinson of the New York team. New rules are going to allow vaccinated fans and their children under the age of 16 to sit in special sections at professional games. You're being rewarded. Here's a little pat on the head for being a good little sheep. Yes, you get the front row. Yes, you do. This includes the Rochester Reds, Birmingham Rumble Ponies, Syracuse Mets, and Toronto Blue Jays games. Fans would still be required... to wear face coverings. So even though you've gotten the poison jab and your body's going to break down whenever they turn on the magic juice, you still have to wear a mask. Right? He's still going to have to wear a mask. And there's still people complaining. Somebody put in the chat room, Giselle Thompson Fry, Gizzy. Her name is at Gizzy Art, if you didn't know, because she's such an artist. She probably has like an iPhone and she messes around with the filters. That's how she calls herself an artist. I'm a photographer. You're a lady with an iPhone. Get out of here. Everybody's a photographer. Not like a real photographer like my man Justin, my amazing producer Justin. He's a real photographer. Not you girl who takes pictures of like a leaf and puts different filters on it. Look at my artistic. Shut up. You use the windmill filter, okay? Anybody can do that. Like a 3-year-old can do what you just did. Anyway, I'm sorry. when I see somebody is so pretentious that they put art in their handle, well, I'm obviously an artist. No, you're an unemployed person who should be working at McDonald's. I mean, hell, they'll actually pay you to work there. She's like, unvaccinated should have nosebleeder seats. Giselle, Gizzy, whatever your name is, how stupid are you? Let me ask, how dumb are you? If they're in the nosebleed seats and their noses are bleeding and they're actually leaking out fluids, what are they doing, dummy? By your own admission, they're spreading the corona. So you should, by that logic, you should give the people who are in those seats, you should give them the best seats, as close to the floor as possible so they don't bleed. Gizzy Art. Who's going to, like, enforce the mask rules? Are there going to be, like, mask cops removing offenders? Again, it's a bad idea. You need to understand it's not going to turn out well. So easy to jumpstart a new variant. Oh, we're going to have the New York Yankee variant. The New York Yankee variant, which will actually be somewhat effective. If you have the New York Met variant, you're going to be fine. It's going to burn out in like 2 days. You got the New York Mets variant. It's sub 500. Yeah, so it's just so stupid. So stupid. You're going to jumpstart another variant. Do you even know what you're talking about? You actually don't want, you want the Mets variant, because the Mets variant means you're going to be fine. Actually, the Mets variant will turn you into like Quasimodo. look at this already. Because the main mission of COVID was successful. They trashed the economies, they got people to turn on Trump, and they booted him out of office. Now you got Janet Yellen running around saying, I hope people understand how integral the IRS was in the booming recovery. What are you talking about? Booming recovery. What? These people are writing their own fan fiction. Of course, their fan fiction will actually be the only thing that'll be admitted in, because they're the ones with the keys. 844-527-8723. So, unvaccinated fans will be seated in sections with only 33% occupancy. And you have to have 6-foot distances as well as mandatory face covering. So why are you going to go to a baseball game? Baseball's done, man. Why would you go? If you're a UVP, what is the whole point? They're trying to phase you out of their mainstream. Embrace it. Run away from it. Stop spending your money on Yankee games. I haven't watched a minute of baseball since this whole thing started. I love baseball, too. Of course, May 19th are when the new rules set to take effect. Governor Killer Cuomo assured the fans that new vaccinated and unvaccinated seating sections would be separate but equal. Very interesting language that he uses there. Very interesting wording. Remember, separate but equal was the word, was the line that got ridiculed in Brown versus Board of Education. Now it's cool, man. It's all cool. Hey, we're separate but equal. Blah, blah, blah. And of course, Governor Cuomo is going to make sure everybody's seating is correct. Because if you're unvaccinated, he's just going to put a bunch of grandmas with you. He didn't actually say that. The people in the article wrote this. They wrote it. I didn't watch the press conference, so I don't know if he said it. But it's interesting language that the legacy media is using. Let me rephrase that for all corrective purposes. The legacy media used that phrasing. Did he use it? I don't know because I didn't watch it. He said it's not like you're going to get the nosebleed seats if you're unvaccinated. Yeah, you are. Let's be right. Yeah, you are. The move comes after New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced occupancy limits would be lifted for restaurants, gyms, and retail stores beginning May 19th. New capacity rules for vaccinated and unvaccinated fans will apply to all baseball stadiums in New York. On Wednesday morning, Toronto Blue Jays announced they would return to Buffalo's Shalen Field for games in June. The initial plan announced hours before Cuomo's relaxed capacity was to sell tickets at 24%. And of course, it's not just that. There's also things like Broadway. I know most people don't care about it, but that's also something they're doing. You're going to have to go into, we're going to talk about that as well, the Broadway setup. Because, simply enough, these people are so desperate to get back to normal, right? But what you're going back to is not normal. People need to understand that. They've accepted it at face value. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, we can go to baseball games. Yay, it's normal. We can go to restaurants again. Yay, it's normal. It's not normal.